Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in some Masachet Kretot Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. About to begin to analyze several of the Chataot or Kretot that are listed in our Mishnah. Habal HaZachur or Habal HaZachar. Tana b'Maika Chashiv. So what is the Tana considering? Because remember, Rabbi Yochanan's premise is that the numeration given was in order to tell us how many maximum chataot, how many chataot total you would be chayav if you violated all of them. The question is, who are we talking about? Ibigavrei, if we're talking about men, so dalai shaner bat. So the woman who brings the animal on her, that's not a man. Uvatsalachada, then we're down one. Ibn Nashi Kachashiv, if on the other hand we're thinking about women, then Dalmin on Habala Zachor V'Ala Beima, then homosexuality and bestiality from man's perspective isn't there. Huatsulatartin, you're down one, two. In other words, whoever it is, the individual who we're imagining theoretically, who's violating all these things and is Chayav 36 or really 34 Chataot, doesn't exist. So Amar V'Yochanan, Liolam Tana Gavri Kachashiv. So V'Yochanan sticks to this premise, which we're going to see later challenged, and says we're talking about a man. V'tani hachi abala zachor v'hevi zachor alav. That homosexuality from both the active and the passive perspective is a separate chatat, and therefore the Mishnah really should read that and not have ha'isham v'yata be'ma aleha. Rabbi Shmuel, and that follows Rabbi Shmuel, d'amar chayav shtayim. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that there are two separate chiyuvim in homosexuality, one for each side of that relationship. But Megadef was included in our Mishnah, and we said that that follows Rabbi Akiva. We'll see that later on in our analysis of the Mishnah, Reishanami Rabbi Akiva. We assume, therefore, that the Reisha, the rest of the list, follows Rabbi Akiva, and we have an underlying assumption that if Rabbi Yishmael expresses an opinion and it's not a consensus, then Rabbi Akiva is probably his opposite number. You're going to suggest that Rabbi Akiva perhaps agrees with Rabbi Yishmael about Zachur? Rabbi Yishmael reads those two chiyuvim from two different psukim. At Zachar lo tishkav, which is the active role, Lo yekadesh bnei Yisrael, which is the passive role. So therefore, chayav shtayim, you're chayav for two separate chataot. Rabbi Akiva, eno chayav alachat, because Rabbi Akiva learns them all from the main pasuk, mihad kronafiklei, at zachar lo tishkav, and read it lo tashkiv. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says you only chayav once for doing both of those things. El Reish Rabbi Shmuel, the answer is it's only Rabbi Shmuel. Uv Megadef, Savralak Rabbi Akiva. He agrees with Rabbi Akiva about Megadef. The Megadef is Chayav HaChatat, even though there's no Maaseh. He Achid Ninami Abala Beima, Vevi Beima Alav. So if you're going to see both sides of homosexuality as separate Chiyuvim, so why don't you say the same thing about bestiality? So Hamabai Abala Beima, Vevi Beima Alav, after Rabbi Shmuel, no Chayav HaChat. Abai says even Rabbi Shmuel there would agree only Chayav once. The chiktiv kra begavriktiv, because after all, the pasuk is talking about men, and therefore zachar, and then kadesh is also talking about men. But behema, it's habal habehema, and it's only a woman who brings a behema on herself. Now, Rabbi Lazar Mishmei de Rav Amar, he has a different take. Tana tani shloshim shalosh chataot. Really, the Mishnah should read that there's 33 chataot, not 36. Tani shalosh kretot, this is yumin of kretot. And then they mention the other three, including the woman who brings the animal on her, and Pesach and Mila, to finish the list of kretot. Diktani seifa, Pesach and Mila, mitzvot asei. Now, think about this. Pesach and Mila, omaik tani la. Why are Pesach and Mila mentioned in this, in the Mishnah at all? Vitem la tui korban leon. Is it to bring a korban? Mimaiti? We don't do such a thing. Latani uksha kola tokura kula, lavodah zara. The entire Torah is compared to avodah zara in the pasuk about a chatat, Torah chat yelachem lo sebish gaga. My name is Shnesebi Yad Ramah, and Yad Ramah, they're talking about Avodah Zarah in Parshat Shlach. And what do we know about Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, Shevi Al Taseh, the Torah says, sit and don't do it. Of course, Shevi Al Taseh, when are you chayav a chatat? When you got up and did something wrong. But not a Pesach Umilah, when you avoided doing something you're supposed to do. Alav Shmamina Tanash Loshim Shalosh Chataot. So clearly the number 36 is not the sum total of Chataot, because you've got two of them there that you certainly not Chayev for, which is Pesach and Mila. Therefore, Aisham Via Beimale has also not Chatat. So Manda Avdi B'Shogeg, and that's 33 if you do B'Shogeg. But Tanash Shalosh Chataot, so even the Chataot Shmamina. Then another three are mentioned to complete the Chataot. We'll see yet another angle, which is probably the simplest way to read the Mishnah a little bit later on in this next sugya. Chalal ta Shabbat. So Amri Shabbat, Mem Chaser Achat. Shabbat is not one Chatat, it's 39 Chatot, Havyan. And the famous comment of Rabbi Yochanan in that same Mishnah in Shabbat that we already analyzed, why is it mentioned 39 Avot, is to tell you how many Yechayiv if you did them all be Helam Achat. So the difference is, in the whole sugya on Klal Gadol there, clarifies as follows, that if you forgot today was Shabbat and did all the malachot, you'd be chayav once. But if you knew it was Shabbat and forgot all the malachot, you could be chayav as many as 39 times. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Tana Shingat Shabbat v'zadon malachot. So therefore, our Tana takes the example of Shabbat, of where you forgot it was Shabbat, you knew all the malachot, you thought it was Sunday. T'lamachayav alachad, in that case, you only chayav once. One chatat because of one forgetfulness, which day it was. Titanya heina sheachat. This is the pasuk we'll see in a minute. Asa achat miheina. So heina sheheachat, meaning lots of things that are one, is shingat Shabbat v'zadon malachot. When you forgot there was Shabbat, knew all the malachot, but thought it was the wrong day. But nitni zadon Shabbat v'shingat malachot, machai v'em chaser achat. Why doesn't he pick the other position, which is, you knew it was Shabbat and forgot the malachot, in which case you could be chayiv as many as 39 if you did every possible thing. That's the pasuk. Pamim shechayiv of the general chata'at kvuan vayikra. Pamim shechayiv achat al kulan, pamim shechayiv akol achat v'achat. Sometimes you chayiv achat for all of them, and sometimes you chayiv for each thing. Vitanya achat shiheina, which is don Shabbat shingat malachot. If you knew it was Shabbat and forgot the malachot, you chayv for each thing. Tana shingat Shabbat don malachot. The answer is that our Tana would prefer to take the shingat Shabbat. Why? Adifal edmi chatat mialo miftar. To tell you at least you're not totally out of the woods, you at least owe one. Alright? Good. V'chein atam otzei gabei avodah zarah. And by the way, the same thing is true about avodah zarah, because in our Mishnah, it's listed once. Titani shingat avodah zarah uzdon avodot. Think about this. Let's say that you know that you're not allowed to bow down, to burn an incense, to slaughter, or to libate. For Avodah Zarah. But you didn't know that this thing itself was Avodah Zarah. We'll examine that in a moment. In that case, you chayiv once. But let's say you knew this was Avodah Zarah, but you didn't know the Avodot were Asur, those four Avodot, then you'd be chayiv four times, just like with Shabbat. So the same thing applies in our Mishnah about Avodah Zarah. And so we see that that was the position of our Tana. Shabbat meaning the singular thing of Shabbat, just like the singular thing of Avodah Zarah. Parenthetically, Shingat Avodah Zarah Yechidami. What is Shingat Avodah Zarah? Elim Beveit Avodah Zarah Vesav Beit HaKnesset. He was standing in a pagan temple and thought it was a Beit Knesset. Vishtachavah, he bowed down. Harei Libol HaShemayim, he was intending to worship God. That's not Avodah Zarah at all. That's not Shogeg. V'larachaza Andarta Vesagilai. He saw a statue and he bowed down. So let's see, either Kibla Alei Be'aloa, if he accepted this statue as being a deity, so Barskilu, that's not Shogeg, that's Mazid. It's Chayav Mitah. If he did not Kibla Alei Be'aloa, but if he didn't, he just bowed down to it for whatever other reason, so Lav Midihu, that's nothing. So where is Shingat Avodah Zarah? Ella Me'ah, because the difference between Shabbat and Avodah Zarah, which is critical here, is that Avodah Zarah is very much dependent on what you're intending with your act. Ella mi'ahav al-mi'ira. The sugya in Sanhedrin about Ovid mi'ahav al-mi'ira. Yahav al-mi'ira means where you're trying to impress somebody or somebody that you like, you want to make him feel good by worshiping his God. And yira is you're afraid of what somebody's going to do to you. Not onus, where he's threatening you, but you're just afraid of what he's going to do to you if you don't worship. Now, ha nechla by the machayiv. So Abaye's position is that if you worship mi'ahav al-mi'ira, you're chayiv. So that could be called shogeg. But Rava says, in general, you're patur if you worship Me'avayura, even intentionally, then Ma'ika Lememar. So that certainly can't be the Shogeg that we're talking about. Ela Be'omer Mutar. It must be somebody who thinks that it's Mutar to do this. Right, the odd can look away mine Rav and Rav Nachman Ella Ichar Mechayiv Tart Mechayiv. Rav asked his Rebbe whether you chayav one or two if you are shogeg about everything, meaning you didn't know that avodah zarah was aser and you didn't know that these avodot were aser. So are you chayav one for avodah zarah or the number per the melachot? Miftel Gamre lo ba mine, but he never asked him or suggested that you'd be totally exempt. So therefore, he says that's what Shigavat Avodah Zarah would be. And Rav Papa gives another answer. If you have, and this is the famous case dealt with in Shabbat, Poskim in the 20th century revived this idea a lot, considering the generation, a child who's brought up among non-Jews. Right? He doesn't know the basics of Halacha. The Adad da Asira Avodah Zarah, he knows that Avodah Zarah in general is Asur. He doesn't know what things are Avodah Zarah. He has no education about it. So therefore, that's another case of shogeg. You could even have somebody who's an adult then who has knowledge. Maybe he misinterpreted this pasuk. God says, right after the Aseret HaDibrot, do not make gods of silver and gold. So he thinks, the only thing that's forbidden to bow down to Avodah Zarah, the Kesef Zahav, is only if it's silver and gold. How about the Mini Achrini, but if it's wood or something else, Sharia. That's what he would think. Tanu Shingat Avodah Zarah, who's don Avodot. Meaning, he knows that you can't bow down, you know, you can't libate, you can't burn incense, you can't slaughter for Avodah Zarah, but he thinks Avodah Zarah only is things of precious metals. Okay, Rav Acha Bredu of Ika, Mishmeidu of Bivi Amar, he has a whole different answer, and this is a different take on the Mishnah, is that Tana Shem Shabbat v'Shem Avodah Zarah. In other words, listing Shabbat as one is not to take the position of Shingat Shabbat and Zdon Malachot and Shigat Avodah Zarah and Zdon Avodot. It's just to say, Shabbat is a category. Avodah Zarah is a category. And I'll prove it to you. We have several examples in the first part of the list, the Arayot, where there is a category described, and they don't give all the examples of it. For instance, Vayesh Pitome Usato, Isha Uvita, which means to have relations with a woman and her daughter. But what if it's your daughter from your Anusa, meaning you had non-marital relations with a woman, she gave birth, you had that daughter, that daughter is Asur to you as Bat Ishto, but Bat Anusato, and Bitome Anusato. Now, the Loktani, and it's not in our Mishnah, so the reason for that is because Isha Uvita, that's one category, and that includes Bitome Anusato. Same way Shabbat is a category. So the answer we give to that is Amri Dichtivan Ktani, Deloktivan Loktani. Maybe they only listed the things in the Mishnah that are explicitly written in the Torah. Vaika batishto uvat bito uvat pena, uvat bita uvat pena, that in the Mishnah you have batishto, and you also have her daughter's daughter and her son's daughter, dichtiva veloktani, and those are written in the Torah, and we didn't list them, because isha uvita is enough, elashem isha uvita ktani. Those are not in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah listed Isha Uvita, which has all sorts of examples and ways you could be multiple chayav multiple times. Nonetheless, it listed it as a category. So the same thing that Shabbat and Avodah Zarah are presented as categories. And that's what was Rav Acha Bredu Avika quoting Rav Bive Barabaye. And now, Rami, Rami delay a delay, and now he brought a challenge from that thing that he reported. Since when did he say Shem Shabbat Tani Shem Avodah Zarah Tani has categories? Vayitmar. We have the following statement: Hamale Ivrei Pnim Bachutz Chayav. If you have a korban that you shechted properly inside, then took it out and put it up on a mizbeach outside of the Azara, your chayav, and a very chutz b'chutz chayav, and if you shechted it outside and put it up outside, your chayav for ha'alah, besides the shechita. V'kashli Rabbi V'barabaye, so Rabbi V'barabaye asked the following question. He asked that our Mishnah should not read 36, it should read 37, because Ika Mala Vahamala, there's two different Mahala'ah. Remember, our Mishnah included Hama'ala Bachutz. But according to this, there should be two different Hama'ales. Ma'ale Evrei Prim and a Ma'ale Evrei Chutz. It's a Mai Kashal and Ishti Shem Halakhtani. Why is Rabbi Bevi asking this question? After all, he'll say Ma'ale is a category. Whether it's Shchutei Chutz, Shchutei Prim, it's Ma'ale. And therefore, you see that Rabbi Bevi is not comfortable interpreting our Mishnah as being categories. The answer is not the same. Midami, Shabbat, Vavudazara, Tani Yaton Aben Chehon. There's a whole Masechet Shabbat that deals with all the details of the of Malachot Shabbat. There's a whole Masechet Kol Avodah Zarah that deals with all of that. Alright? So therefore, Gabi Kretot, the area Mishnah Shem Shabbat Tani Shem Avodah Zarah Tani. And so therefore, in Kretot, which is a very secondary mention, she mentioned Shabbat once and Avodah Zarah once, very similar to the way the Gemara at Beginim Shavuot deals with the difference between the Shnayim Shein Arba in that first Mishnah and the ones that are explicated more, such as Shabbat, in their own place. But Gabi Halah Mitani Yaton Ben Chehon Deshani Hachi. In other words, Halah is not explicated much anywhere else. Yes, it's at the end of Zvachim, but not with the same sort of details as Shabbat and Avodah Zarah. And therefore, here, Rabbi Bevi would say, they really should have given it a separate piece and not relied on the categories. That's why he asked the question, meaning he still accepts the notion of presenting categories, but in the case of Halah, perhaps it deserved more. Okay, Bamino of Yirmiyah Rem Zerah. So he asked the following question. Shtei kretot v'lav echad mahu. Meaning, what happens if the Torah says that you may not do X, and X includes two actions, and then it's less separate kretot for each of those actions? And the question is, if you do them both, are you chayav two chataot or one, if it's bishogeg? So Amar Lei, Rav Yezer asked and answered Rav Yirmiyah, shochet ve'ala kavarta? You're thinking about shchita and hala'ah? Is that's the only example we could think of. Because you think that there, the Torah said that you may not do it, and really never even said that. It just gave the onesh, but we learned the azhara from elsewhere. And it said a separate karet for each one. So hani shnei lavin inu, but the reality is that it's a separate lavin. Either because of gzera shava, and amar kan hava'a, and amar lalan hava'a, hava'a in parshat rei, malan lo anash elim kin hizir, afkan lo anash elim kin hizir. So there are those who learn the prohibition of shchita and hala'ah from the gzera shava of hava'ah. And therefore, just like there in hava'ah, the Torah does not punish without first warning. So the same thing here. Because of the hekesh, shamar kra, sham ta'aleh v'sham ta'aseh, and ta'aseh shchita, maki shchita la'aloh. So if Zera answered Vimri and said, you think that Shchita and Halah are one lav with two kretot? They're not. They're both separate lavin and both separate kretot, and it works the standard way, except that the lavin are inferred and are not explicit. But Dilma Shtemi taught v'lav echad kamart. Maybe what you meant to ask was, what happens when the Torah says, don't do X and Y, as in one sentence, and then it says, if you do X, you're chayav mitah, and if you do Y, you're chayav mitah. What happens if you do a b'shogeg? Is it one chatat or two? And what's that example? Oh, v'yidoni, at the very end of Parsha Kedoshim, it says if somebody consults a necromancer, either the Baal Ov or the Yidoni, then they are chayav mitah, and the lav is one lav. So Amalei, he says, and then his answer was, the haplukta to Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish disagree about that exact issue. The Tanu Gabe Sanhedrin, in Masachet Sanhedrin, in Perakadis Kalin, it says, Baal Ov Yidoni. There it lists Ov and Yidoni as Chayav Mitah. V'kashlaner, we ask the question, Maishtar Gabe Skilot Tani Yidoni, V'gabe Kretot Lo Tani Yidoni, and we ask the question, why in our Mishnah, Kretot, Yidoni is not mentioned, just as Ov. And Amar of Yochanan, he gave one answer. Ho'ilu shneim b'lav echad nemru. The answer is there's only one lav, so there's only one chatat, so therefore there's no reason to mention them both. So then the question is, v'neima yidoni, so why do you pick av? V'loni ambalov. Why mention ov? Why not mention yidoni? The answer is, k'sav ho'ilu patach katuba balov. Since the Torah first said ov, then yidoni, so our Mishnah picked ov. But it's either one, which would mean, if you did yidoni, or ov, or both of them, you're chayav one chatat. If the Vishogeg. For Resh Lakish Shamari, he has a whole different take. It says, Hu'il Vein Bo Maaseh. Evidently, the way the Yidoni works, and we'll hear a little bit about it here, has no action involved. And remember our principle that we saw in the Mishnah, if there's no action, there's no chatat. So you could be chayav mitah, but b'shogig no chatat. And therefore, Rish Lakish says the reason that Yidoni is not mentioned in our Mishnah is because there really is no chatat for it. Okay, Rish Lakish, which means that Rish Lakish holds that if you have two kretot with two mitot with one lav, it's two separate chiyuvim. But there's a technicality here that would say why you don't have a chatat. Shlokish might have a lomach of Rabbi Yochanan, so why didn't Rabbi Shlokish agree with Rabbi Yochanan? Amar Papa, the hachalukin in mitot. He says, since they're separate mitot, they're separate problems, they're separate liabilities. Rabbi Yochanan malacha, chalukin lav avi chaluka. Rabbi Yochanan's answer would be, only if they're separated as separate lavin. Don't do A, and then don't do B. That's a chaluka. Chaluka de mitah lo avi chaluka. If the Torah says, don't do A and B, and then says, you chayav mitah for A, and you chayav mitah for B, that's all one thing. And therefore, there's only one chiyuv. Why didn't he agree with Rish Lakish? Because he holds that Rabbi Akiva is the author of our Mishnah. And that's why he includes Megadef originally in the list, and you don't need Maaseh. And therefore, your explanation about why Yidoni is not mentioned can't rely on the fact that Yidoni has no Maaseh, because that's not relevant. For Rish Lakish's answer would be Nehid Rabbi Akiva lo by Maaseh Rabbah. He doesn't need a big action, a significant action. Maaseh Zuta Boy. He does need something. So we're now going to see that a Yidoni has less action than a Megadef. Baal Ov, my Maaseh Itpe. What does a Baal Ov do? Hakashat Zerotav. He bangs his hands together or something. That's a Maaseh. Megadef ma Maaseh Itpe. What does the Megadef do? It's cursing. Hakimat Zvatav avi Maaseh. He opens his lips, closes his lips. He does something. So Kasal Kadaitach Hakashat Zerotav avi Maaseh Zuta Afil Rabbanan. So our assumption here is that the Baal Ov's banging his hands together or shaking his arms is enough of Maaseh even for the Rabbanan. And therefore they would say you're chayav for that. So Meitavei Bavodaz Zorayin Ochayav El Odavash Yish Bo Maaseh. We have the following braita. You only have an avodah zarah for something that you actually have a maaseh. Kagon, zibeach v'kiter v'nisech v'ishtachava, the four avodot. V'kashalan, ishtachava, leipa maaseh. And we ask the question, prostrating is not a maaseh. V'yama Rish Lakish, what was his answer? Hamani Rabbi Kiva, he answered Rabbi Kiva. Tamar lo bayin in maaseh. You don't need a maaseh, as we've seen. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu temer rabbanan, kifar kumato v'maaseh. Rabbi Yochanan says even the rabbanan would agree here because bending your body over, that's a maaseh. So Michlal the Sfila, the Rish Lakish, so obviously Rish Lakish says the Rabbanan would not accept that Samaseh. So certainly, if bending your body over is not a Maaseh, then banging your hands together is no different. It's just moving your body without any specific goal or aim, because it's part of the action, is not a Maaseh. So the answer is, you're right. That Rabbi Shlokish's statement that banging your hands together is something is insufficient, that's only corner of Bikiva. Aval Rabbanan lo'avi maaseh. Rabbanan would say that's not enough. So Yachi amai tani yatsam gadev shein v'maaseh. So if that's the case, then why does our Mishnah end up with Chachamim disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva and saying Megadef is not included because he has no maaseh? In the yatsam gadev uval ov, then Rabbanan should exclude Baal Ov also. The answer is Chad Amitai Tiktani. They picked one of the two. Megadef and Baal Ov are sort of in the same basket. Validi Baal Ov, Validi Megadef. So why'd they pick Megadef? Why not they explicitly say Baal Ov? The answer is Megadef it's Tarichle. We needed to mention Megadef. We'll see more about this later on in the parak. Since the karet of Megadef, which is in Parsha Shlach, is mentioned specifically right next to Korban Chatat, Eva modulei the Rabbi Kiva. Maybe Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Kiva that you are chayev chatat kamash malan delo, and therefore teaches that they don't agree, and therefore you are patur. Okay, Ula Mari has a different take. Baal Ov Diktani says the reason Baal Ov is in the Mishnah is because it's more than just banging your hands together, and that's why Rabbanan would accept it, and they did include it. It's talking when you burn incense to some demonic presence as part of the necromancy. That's a real action. Then it's not the Baal Ov, that's the category of Avodah Zarah. He says you're not burning incense to the shade to worship it as an act of worship, but rather to try to create some sort of a bond with it to do your necromancy. That's one of the Isurim of the occult in Parshat Shoftim of Chover Chever. and so therefore it's not balov, it's chover chever, and by the way, chover chever is not chayav karet. So he said, no, the Torah means that that sort of thing is chayav mita. So chaver 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 delav haden hu. So then what is chaver chaver that's just a lav? It's when you gather animals together using some sort of a magical thing or using them for some occult purposes. That's chover chever. That's the lav. But chover chever, when you're doing it with demonic presences, that's already part of avodah zarah. If you're doing it to worship them, it's avodah zarah. If you're doing it in order to bring them to help establish a bond for summoning the dead, then it's baal ov and it has a real maaseh. Rabbi Haiman debar lemitzvah zibur v'akravta. If somebody wants to somehow get together a bee and a scorpion using whatever magics, asur. Or you just bring them together in order to do the magics, then asur. V'ka'atu batrei shari. But if they somehow follow you, that's not your responsibility. Rabbi Yochanan d'amar k'fivat kol batov maaseh. So let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan said in the earlier analysis of Avodah Zarah that bending over is a maaseh, so prostrating oneself. So akimat sfatav, moving your lips, is also a maaseh, and the gavim megadef, so therefore megadef should be in. So Rabbi Shana megadef hol v'yeshav alev. The difference is megadef depends on what you're thinking in your heart. And therefore, the heart plays a role. So therefore, the lips. You could argue that moving the lips is just sort of a vehicle for the lav, but not the lav itself. Generally, moving your lips is considered a maaseh, which takes us back to some extent to the sugya at the beginning of Temurah about Meimar and Mekal Chaver B'Shem and lav shein b'maaseh and that entire piece. So he challenged and said, "Edim zomin are not included in those things that have a maaseh." But they testify; they move their lips, and you said moving your lips is enough. Rabbi Shani, edim zomin hold the yeshanan either beriya or beraya. Two different ways to read this: either yeshanan beriya, which means that edim zomin, where Rashi explains it is. The whole thing starts out because they saw something. And so just kind of like Megadef, it starts Balev, this starts Ba'ayin. And that's not a Maaseh. But that, of course, is very difficult because Edim Zomim are not about what they saw. It's about what they didn't see, that they're lying and saying they saw. And therefore, Yeshnan Biraya, which would mean that they're actually bringing a proof as to what they saw. Several different approaches to understanding it. But in any case, Edim Zomim are considered nonetheless to be Alav She'in Bo Maaseh. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. Continuing to analyze pieces of this fascinating Mishnah at the beginning of Kretot. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.